contemplate the death of Jesus, an innocent man being crucified for doing no wrong. Everybody says he did no wrong. And a holy man, a just man, one who did miracles in the name of God, and yet God seems to have turned his back on him. I mean, if you're going to write a gospel that's going to play 2,000 years later and you want to make Jesus the hero, don't write it this way, I'm telling you. You know, it's one of the things that convinces me of the truth of the gospel is that either they thought the coming generations would be total idiots to believe this, you know, or it's true, because this is really anti-hero stuff all the way through. You can only understand suffering, and I put that in quotes, understand it, as you contemplate the suffering of God incarnate, who embraces all of this. And by embracing, I mean he takes up in his own flesh all of these senseless deaths, these genocides, these holocausts, you name it, whatever it is that we cannot make sense of. He takes it up in his own flesh, dies and rises with it, and glorifies it at the right hand of God. And that's what we're looking forward to. We're looking forward to the heaven's eye perspective of how this comes out, and the promise is the sight is glorious.